If you're looking for something to do in the way of going to a good show and you're blind or partially sighted, then you will no doubt be looking for a performance which includes audio description. Now, Vocalise are a charity that provide such audio description, and Toby Davey joins me from Vocalise with four productions that are upcoming. Hi, Toby.
Hi there, Simon. How are you doing?
Not bad, thank you. And we've got a nice little mixture today.
Yeah, we've got some very different audio described performances and events coming up. And we kick off with For the Birds, which is part of Milton Keynes International Festival. And there are audio described performances on Saturday the 21st and Thursday the 26th of July at 9:15pm and 10:30pm. Tickets are £15 and the box office is 01908 280800. And you can immerse yourself in a nighttime journey where sound and light take flight. For the Birds is a journey in an historic woodland landscape which is transformed by bespoke light and sound installations. And you can marvel at the beauty of the installations through performance, projections and kinetic sculptures. But celebrate birds in song, movement and flight. And the box office and meeting place for the event will be outside the St. Andrew's Church. And the Milton Keynes Festival is a 10-day festival that happens every 2 years. And there's wonderful, you know, wonderful events and performances and outside events that people can go and see. So a really good one. And, you know, sort of Milton Keynes, you might not think has an international festival, but it does.
Yeah, and it's quite a challenge, actually, to audio describe something like this. It is so visual.
Yeah, and something which is very much sort of a spectacular kind of thing. It's not a normal play, it's an installation, but it sounds really fantastic and you know, lots of sound and light and pyrotechnics as well, so it should be a really good one. And our next audio described performance is Love Labour's Lost, and this is at Brabhoff Manor, Guildford, and the audio described performance is on Saturday the 28th of July at 2:30pm. There's a touch tour at 1:15pm. The tickets are from £16.50 and the box office is 01483 304 364. It would explode with a celebration of innocence and the fabulous folly of young love in Love's Labour's Lost, which is one of Shakespeare's most iconic and sort of comedies that people will know. And this is by Guildford Shakespeare Company. And the director, Tom Littler, has taken inspiration from the artists of the famous Bloomsbury Group with designs by Neil Irish, which take the play from the sort of northern Spain to the idyllic Suffolk coast on the eve of the Second World War. So another great, you know, sort of experience a really good, you know, production in the beautiful surroundings of the manor. So, you know, sort of something for the summer, and fingers crossed that the sun will be still shining, one hopes.
Yeah, it looks like this will be going on until November.
Yeah, maybe so.
Right, we move on to London now, and it's The Jungle in the Playhouse Theatre.
Yeah, and the audio described performance is on Tuesday the 7th of August at 7:30pm. There will be a touch tour, time to be confirmed. Tickets are from £15 and the box office number is 0800 912 6971. This is a transformation from the Young Vic's production of The Jungle, which has moved into London's West End. And it has been described by The Guardian as a play that's sort of disturbing, but also it is uplifting. And it's the story about the Calais jungle camp. And it tells the story about the people who lived in the camp, their frustrations and everything else. And it did, as they say, did sell out when it was at the Young Vic and was really well received and great reviews. So a second chance for people to get to see this wonderful production.
And I think with a production like that, when you see it on the screen, if you watch it in a film, there's that degree of distance, whereas when you're watching it, the intimacy of a play, it seems all the more real.
Definitely so. And you're there, you're with the actors, you're almost in, you know, taken to that camp, and, you know, very realistic, the set as well. So, really good one, yep. And our final one is The Secret Garden, which is at York Theatre Royal. And there'll be audio-described performances on Thursday, the 23rd of August at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, the 25th of August at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are from £16. And the box office is 01904 623 568. It's 1910, and spoilt, lonely Mary Lennox lives with her parents in an idyllic luxury in India. When an unexpected twist of fate suddenly leaves her orphaned, she is sent to live with an unknown uncle in Misselthwaite Manor on the wild Yorkshire moors. This is a mysterious place full of dark corridors and strange noises. But Mary has some unexpected friends that join her, and she goes on a discovery to find the legendary Secret Garden. I think people might know the story of the Secret Garden. I remember seeing it on television years and years ago.
Yeah. But you went through the wall, didn't they, into the garden, and then it was...
That's it, yeah. But a good story, and, you know, the York Theatre Royal do some wonderful audio-described performances as well.
Now, for those that haven't tried an audio-described performance, Toby, you use them, and you rely on them as well. Tell us what a difference it makes to you.
It makes a great difference to me, because I can, you know, sort of really take part in going to see the theatre. I can go and see it with my wife, who's fully sighted. And because of the audio description, the live description that you listen to through the performance, but also the touch tour and the introductory notes, I'm sometimes more informed than my wife is about the show. But, I mean, it's audio description just brings, you know, theatre to life. And, you know, to be able to share that experience, be as informed as everybody else, and be able to chat about the show afterwards. And, you know, that's what really audio description is all about for me. It's sharing that experience of the art.
You'll have heard us mention the touch tour there. If you are familiar with AD, you'll know what this is. But this is an opportunity to sometimes meet some of the actors before the performance and touch some of the props. Does that make a big difference to your appreciation of it?
To me, it certainly does, and I know some blind and partially sighted people sometimes don't like going on touch tours, but certainly for me, it brings everything to life, because when you listen to the pre-show introductory notes in audio, or you can download them and you can listen to them before you go, and you can get very familiar with the descriptions of the set, the characters, what the setting of the play, etc. But going on the touch tour, to me, sort of colours that information in. When you're on the stage, you're walking around the space that the actors are performing in, you get a sense of the feel of the costumes that they're wearing, the props and everything else. It just really adds to the experience for me. And I think touch tours are great. And also, as you say, you get the opportunity to meet some of the cast, meet some of the great actors as well.
And also some of the props, like some of the perhaps weapons, if it's one of these plays, can be quite heavy as well.
Yeah. No, when you get to feel what a sword feels like, what it might be to sort of handle it, or what it might be to sort of, you know, walk around in the costumes and stuff, you get a feel for the feeling of how heavy a costume might be and how that might restrict the actor's movement on stage as well.
Just got a mental image of Toby Davey wielding a sword, just trying it out for its heft.
You never know.
Just keep well back. Now, there's a lot of information there, and there's a lot more going on that we haven't covered. So how do we keep up with everything that's happening with Vocalise and audio description?
Yeah, our website, which is vocalise.co.uk, Vocalise is V-O-C-A-L-E-Y-E-S, lists obviously all our audio-described performances that are upcoming, but also described performances by other audio-describers. So our website is a real sort of hub and home for audio description. But if people don't have access to to the internet, they can always either call the office on 020-7375104, and we can sign them up to receive our newsletter that goes out 3 times a year in print, braille, and on audio CD. And if people have access to social media, they can always follow us on Twitter and share their experience of the arts on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we'd love to hear some feedback, especially if you're a new user of AD. We'd love to see how it appealed to you, or perhaps for some people it doesn't actually work. But it is a big resource that you can dip in and out of for different things.
Yeah, and it'd be great for people to post their comments up onto Facebook, what they thought of the play and things like that. It'd be really good because it's great to get that sort of online community going and getting people sharing experiences. It would be really good.
And of course, it's not always just theatre productions. Sometimes it could be a museum tour. So it's good to keep an eye on what's coming up. Toby Davey, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much indeed, Simon.